Reading.
The Portrait of a Nation. Modern Australia is made up of 6 states and 2 territories, Western Australia, South Australia, Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, Tasmania, Australian Capital Territory, and Northern Territory. Australia is surrounded by 2 oceans, the Indian Ocean in the west and the south, and the Pacific Ocean in the northeast. Sydney is perhaps Australia's most famous city, but the capital of Australia is Canberra, a city located between Sydney and Melbourne. The Australian flag shows the UK flag and a large star with 7 points. 6 of the points represent the states, and the 7th stands for all the territories. The other stars on the flag represent the Southern Cross, a group of stars in the southern sky that can be used to find the South Pole.
The First Australians. Australia is a young nation on an ancient continent. The first Australians were the Aborigines and Torres Strait Islanders. These peoples came to the continent at least 50,000 years ago and created complex societies. Their culture was highly developed. Some Australian Aborigines still live in a similar way to their ancestors, while others live in cities, towns, and the country in the same way as their fellow Australians.
A nation of prisoners? In the 17th century, European explorers began arriving on the continent. Spanish, Portuguese, and Dutch, and later British ships reached the north and west coasts and Tasmania. In 1770, Captain James Cook claimed the east coast of the continent for the British Crown. Later, when the American War of Independence made it impossible for England to send prisoners to North America, Australia was chosen as a new place where prisoners and criminals were sent. In 1788, the first fleet of 11 ships arrived in Australia. The British governor landed on January 26, today known as Australia Day. Over the next 80 years, about 160,000 prisoners were sent to Australia. The newcomers changed the way land was managed and introduced new plants and animals that were harmful to the Australian ecosystems. As a consequence, the original Australians suffered. Many Aborigines and Islanders were moved and had their land taken away from them.
Another New World. The Birth of a Nation. In the early 20th century, Australia resembled the USA of the 18th century. It was a New World society. In 1901, the Commonwealth of Australia was formed. The constitution governing 6 states stated that men were free and equal, explained their basic civil rights, and described the new government. Aborigines and other non-Europeans did not enjoy the same rights. It would be many years until Australia learnt to respect Aborigines and recognize the importance of a diverse society. The First World War had a strong influence on Australia. After the war, the country experienced social and economic unrest and suffered from the Great Depression of the 1930s. After the Second World War, Australia began to transform itself into the modern country it is today. The economy grew and Australia benefited from immigration. People from about 200 countries moved to Australia in the 50 years after the Second World War. The country also began to change its attitude towards Aborigines. In the late 1960s, the government passed laws to strengthen the rights of Aborigines and Islanders and to improve their living conditions.
Speak Australian? No ways! English is the official language of Australia. Australian English differs in pronunciation from British and American English, and some of the vocabulary used down under is quite different from what you may have learnt in your English class. Australians are fond of their language and love to have fun with it. No worries is Australian for everything will be okay. Mate usually means friend or companion, but can be said to anyone. A Sheila is a female. The outback is the wilderness. A billabong is a water hole in a dry riverbed. A uni is a university. And to go walk about is to take a long journey to get away from one's daily life. While some of the Aboriginal languages have been lost, people are trying hard to protect and record what is left. Perhaps the best-known example of Australian English is the friendly "G'day, mate," that a visitor to the land down under is sure to hear.